Okay, so we are on page Kuf Mem Tes. Kuf Mem Tes, he was in the middle of explaining the significance of Pesach Siadecha and the order of the Aleph Beis, which coming together combined to be the reason that we say Ashrei, at least during Shachris. What? Why no one knows?
Nun.
Why there's no nun? So he does, I don't think he discusses it, unless he discusses it later. But, the no nun is because nun stands for Neiflim. Let me tell you, we'll learn what he says,
Neifel,
obviously.
Right?
Neifel, right.
Right, so he doesn't want to show that.
Yeah, so why in other Aleph Beis it does have a nun Neiflim? Why in,
Because here is like the most important of all, right? This is we say that the entire Suk, the Zimra, Ashrei is considered the highest. So since it's the highest, on that point, which
no
is
knife
the Kisir, it doesn't want to put knife.
Okay.
What?
All right, could be. I'll tell you the conventional thinking of the Bali Machshava, and then we'll get to what he gets, which is, I can't say conventional. But the general thinking is this. When we do things on Seder Aleph Beis, we show that something is within the bounds of Teva. In other words, there are certain things Hashem does that are miracles, and there are certain things that Kadosh Baruch Hu does that we say Hashem disguises in nature. So it's within the bounds of nature. You don't have to be outside of nature for it to happen. You don't need a special schus, you need a normal schus. So Pesach Siadecha must be Elochol Chai Ratzon is a reference to Parnasa, and it's in the Seder Aleph Beis to show that achieving Parnasa is within the bounds, so to speak, of Teva. It's really hidden. It's really a miracle that somebody, the whole idea of Parnasa. But nevertheless, that's the idea why it's, sort of within the Aleph Beis. I think that's the usual thinking. We were on page Kuf Mem Tes at the end, where he said something that was said at his Sheva Brachas. He said that Rav Schwab writes in the last paragraph of Kuf Mem Tes, Zachar Eskar Shabbos Sheva Bracha Shali. He's recalling that in his Sheva Brachas, Noam Rav Mordechai Marcus Hirsch spoke. Ubetech Advarim Sipesh Yavaduse Tail Pamim Ziknai Rav Shlomo Hirsch, and he said we read this last time that the question they discussed when they went for a walk was the definition of Rotzayim Masbiel Cholchai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens his hands and gives to everybody Ratzayim. What does it mean he gives Ratzayim? So, the pshat that he told him, and it's written here in English and in German. In German it's Wohlgefallen. Am I saying that right?
I don't care.
Why? You come from German? Stock? Huh? Wohlgefallen. Look, we spoke Yiddish. So at least. What? Wohlgefallen. I take it back. Wohlgefallen. Goodwill. He writes in parentheses, goodwill. He says, right after the parentheses, he says goodwill, he writes, Shesoida Parnasa, who mitzias achem varotzen b'nei adam. The soida Parnasa is finding favor in people's eyes. Sh'ani amazer al psachim, lekabitz the davis, and ani who goes door to door to collect money, yinzachem b'ni balabayis, tia b'yada in the dava aguna. If we find chen, so we'll give. Sometimes you feel like giving somebody, yim lav, yikabu kama prutis. Sometimes you don't feel like giving a person. Somebody is looking for a good position. It means even in getting a rabbi job, or a rabbinate job. It depends on whether people will, or you find chayin. V'chayin b'masumat naschayra. If you sell things, hamoitzes chayin b'ene akayna, yishalim ba'adot ha'shlomei meitiv. If you like the person, so you pay more for whatever it is that you're buying.
How does that fit in with your partners in the consumer? You're going to get the end of the year whatever you deserve anyway, whether you do it
for us. I think there's a misconception as far as the fact that Parnas is Ksuva from Shemayim. It does not say that before you're born, your Parnasa every year is set.
You say how much you make?
It doesn't say it say how much you make. It only says from year to year, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah,
get
parnasa is made. So I my understanding, I don't know if this is correct, but I've never seen a Chazal anything that would contradict this, is to say that Ishtadlus is the conquers everything. Obviously, sometimes people are Ishtadl and they don't make it. But you have two people coming to Rosh Hashanah, and one person, he's starting off, he never had a job, he never needed a parnasa, he gets married, he goes to look in the marketplace. The other person has been working for the last 10 years successfully in a business or in a profession, and he comes to Rosh Hashanah. The zechusim that A needs to make $500,000 the coming year, he has no clue where his parnasa is coming from, and B, who's been making $500,000 a year for the last 10 years, it's not true that the zechusim are the same. The shtadlus of the previous year goes into what takes place, just like in health. Somebody who comes to Rosh Hashanah healthy is one thing, and someone who comes very sick, le'aleinu, is something else. It's not, I don't think it's true that shtadlus has no bearing. It says ketsuvim Rosh Hashanah, that's my understanding. To get into the hashkafa of it is not for now, but I think so. Anyway, what he's saying is that in the world of Ishtadlus, finding chayin works. If you want to phrase it differently, Rosh Hashanah, it's up kapaskin, how much chayin you'll have in the coming year to be able to do it, to make money. It's interesting. I heard recently from somebody in a certain line of business, he says that somebody else who's a big, very involved in that line of business, he told me, you know, people go to him and stick with him. Why? He puts a lot of effort into his relationship with his customers. But he says, you know, bottom line, it's the same product. You can get it here and there. There you get, you pay more, and there you pay less. The person who's talking to me shrugged his shoulders. He says, people, they're not going to pay something
service.
Unfair.
Service.
It's not, even if service is true, but even without the service. If you like someone, you care about him, somehow you're more, sometimes it's even just an emotional thing. You know, I grew up in Borough Park. For me to go shopping in Borough Park is ridiculous. I live here in Antarabas, right? So I go once a month, let's say, to my parents' house to pick up mail that still comes, or we have stuff in the basement. I go once a month. Whenever I go, I stop in. I go to the store. It's a Friday. I usually go to Shabbos. I stop in. Whatever we need for Shabbos, I buy in the corner. What am I buying on the corner? It's the same container of milk, same container of oranges.
It's just
I grew up there. It's because I grew up there. That's the only reason. You can go to Moshe's. I was never a Moshe's in my life. I don't do a whole lot of shopping, but you grew up there. There's a certain chayin mokay mayeshvea. There's a part that's you can't put your finger on. And anyway, that's what he's saying. U'masbi alachol chay ratzay. V'chein b'chol ma'aseh adam pliyat zechase mitzias chayin. V'har beit tziyorim v'umnin. There are many painters, professionals, she shagu'u me'ra'av. Shagu'u. Oh, that died. I thought it was lots of shigayin of Meshuggah. Oh, that died. Shegavu meirav. They died of hunger. V'lai matzu misha yikna masi adem. No one wanted to buy their paintings. V'lacha misasam. And after they died, nimkru tzureyem, their paintings got sold for a lot of money. M'lech smachshev shalehem, or their theories or their discoveries. B'schumin adirin. Somebody mentioned last time Van Gogh, that Van Gogh in his lifetime, it's a bunch of scribbles, you know, like who's going to buy it? And after he died, it became very valuable.
And that's why with his
old
ones, after they died.
Well, not all. Some in their lifetime. What's his name? Terrible. The 20th century surreal artist. He did in his lifetime. Everyone bought his thing.
Picasso.
What?
Picasso.
Picasso in his own... He got to sell all of his, they say he sold a multi-million-dollar piece of art. They went to the museum for the grand opening. They pulled away the curtain and everyone said, ooh, and ah. And he went up, walked up to it. He took it And he turned it, he said, you put it the wrong way. You know, he turned it the right way. Anyway, Nimsah kol toli buratza me'asara godlov haroifi ha-mumcha ad ha-poyal ha-kotten. From the biggest position, the biggest doctor, until the simplest worker of Isaac from Malachis Bezoyan, somebody who cleans the garbage. Kamayim rachachim kol adam loy lachachamim lechem v'gam loy l'navayinim ha-isher. It doesn't, IQ is not related to Parnasa. Hine achei matas aleikim, he, chen is a gift from God. Bli has bersichli, that can't be calculated in any logical way. Veni ha'ide malach, im kem borush atzlachas ha'parnasa, loy suchlal ba'asoga seichel ha'adam, ala tluya ve'medes rak bi'ad ha'kadosh baruch hu, v'zeh mazbi'a l'chachai ratzayin akan dvar b'herchiv David. That's what the Rishav Shofar Hirsch said. It's certainly not Poshub Shad, but that's the way he touched it. So v'yesh l'hoi, sh'l'choy r'yikshim ha'sha'imrim, u'mazbi'a l'chol chai. He's adding. It says, Gribahu gives all living creatures their ratzin. Ha'lo yesh alfei alofim anashim. There are many thousands upon thousands of people. She'en lehem k'dei mechiyasam, that don't have what to eat. V'yesh medina shleimais, and in the third world, there are entire countries. Shashayr Bahem Haravain, that there's hunger. I don't understand. Why don't they just drop a bunch of credit cards? No? Everybody will have. Anyway, he's saying, why doesn't he Hashem is Mazbi al Chol Chai Ratzain? He gives everybody, Mazbi al Chol Chai. He gives everybody, not everybody has. Unfortunately, there are people that don't. Began B'Torik Sivi Hirav Baretz. The Torah says there were hungers. Hashem gives bread to all humanity, to all flesh. Food for all of his creatures. Vatirutz Shakadish Baruch Mazbiya Lachol Chai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives food to all those that live. Hainu Davke Hakadosh Baruch Hu writes a Sheyichya. Those who are supposed to remain alive, Hashem gives food. Oz Naisin Lailechem or Mazbiya Ratz. Muvim Bezem Minig Bidei Sfarad Lahisif Besai Birchas Azan Kaamor. It's a very difficult piece. What he's saying essentially is he's teaching that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives food to everybody who deserves food, or to everybody who Hashem wants to give food to, which really takes away from the whole praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is every human being gives to whomever he wants to whomever he wants to give. So it's a little of a difficult explanation. I wish Rav Schwab was here to explain it. This was written from his notes, but I would have added to it my understanding. It's the most difficult pasuk in Tanakh. I always felt was Nara Yisi Gamza Kanti. David says, I've lived all my life and I've never seen a tzaddik who's in need and his children who need lechem. It's a hard musik, because in this world we don't see that it works that way. That tzidkus is repaid with adequate parnasa necessarily. So, I don't know, my understanding is always that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person what he needs. And what you need is not always what God feels you need is not always what you feel you need. Gemara Taina brings, I always forget which Taina, was it that had no food? And he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's right after Gemara tells about someone else who davened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu miraculously gave him food, and it says about him, he davened for food, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I have to turn the world back to Tayu Uvayu, to go back to creation in order to give you food. What does that mean? So the way it's explained is that there's some people, actually I should say all people, have some things in their lives which are tafkid, and some things which are einish. Things happen in a person's life that he's not happy about. Some things are einish, could be seen as a punishment for misbehaving. But not all. Every person has things that are part of his mazel or tafkid. We know that the years of a person are decreed when he's created. So you have one person who lives 80 years, and one person lives 40 years, and one person lives 20 years. So why is that? It's not an einish. He's born with those years decreed to him because that's his tafkid, that's his need, or his job in this world is to fulfill whatever it is that he gets. So it's not a contradiction. The rule is that a person can never, no matter what he davens, can never change the total amount of years that a person is decreed upon a person. Because there are things that happen to a person.
Open up the tears, open up the gates of Shemayim.
They open up all the gates of Shemayim. The Gemara says that nobody gets more than the years he's decreed. However, there are people who get less. And we daven that if it's less, we daven to have it extended.
So you need to say about that the tears open up.
Only what's possible can happen. The gates of Shemayim open up. But if you're going to daven that, if you're going to daven something that's not possible, it's not going to happen. Every person has a certain number of years that are decreed to the person, and it's not possible beyond that. Certain things are a tafkid of a person and nothing's gonna change it. Nothing's gonna happen. That means our Rosh Hashanah's decreed what's gonna happen the coming year. But that's for sure. What can you change? Only within a certain limits that you can change. There is a man, the Amar, the Gemara, I think it's Rebbe, who says of every 100 people, one dies in this time. Rosh Hashanah Gemara is Tzadik Tesh Ayin Hara, Ve'echad is Meis Bizmanai.
Ayin Hara is a real...
Ayin Hara doesn't mean that you didn't wear a red bandeau or drink cutlet or whatever. It means things that a person does in his lifetime that's what it means.
Well, what Hashem decrees, that's your time.
That's your time. And then a person could lose that time if he's not deserving. So, you know, you get a certain amount and you try to maximize whatever God gives you. And, I don't know. The Rambam has a famous letter in which he says, praised is he who finishes his job quickly. He's talking about somebody who died young. He says he was in this world, he finished his job, and he took care of it, and he went to the old man. Now, we don't quite look at it that way.
But there's
limitations to what you can daven for. It's not true.
He's looking at the positive side of that person who died early.
The Rambam wasn't prone to... The Rambam was not prone to being a psychologist or someone who exaggerates. At least what the Rambam wrote, we pretty much take everything at face value.
But says that praise is the person.
The Rambam meant it. The Rambam's on a certain level, and he meant it. The Rambam meant
it. And yet, when his brother died, he was in tremendous mourning for a little while.
Yes. It's true.
So why does he say that...
I guess he felt his brother didn't finish his job. One of his brother's jobs was to support him so he could sit and learn. And then his brother went and died on him and he got stuck. That's when he learned medicine. You see, it was good for the Rambam. I mean, he ended up being influential in the... That's true. Okay. Look, I don't know God's plan. I just struggle with saying things that are sort of absolute.
So and when you say quote the Rambam, you know the history there.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit...
There's no question that human beings suffer. There's no question. And even great people struggle. Oftentimes they struggle. Sometimes we see great people in periods of mourning are overcome with emotion. It's not an avera to be overcome with emotion. Sometimes somebody says... If I keep Shabbos, will I make just as much money this year? So Rabbi Yaakov used to be very upset with people who said that if you keep Shabbos, you make the same amount of money. And maybe true, but you can't guarantee a person in Olam Hazeh any such thing. It's Olam Hazeh. It's Olam Hazeh. It's a place where we...
Rabbi Yaakov
is a famous thing. Rabbi Yaakov is very against all the aftachas that you won't lose by doing this. No, you're supposed to keep Shabbos even if you lose money. Even if a person loses his job. And Mekubal could say it because it doesn't have to be true. Mekubalim say things all the time that are not true, and it's very painful to some people.